Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Laszlo Nemes. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Presenting your latest film, Sunset. I mean, the simplest question I can ask you, and the obligatory one in some ways, is how would you introduce this film to anyone who's not familiar with it and might want to check it out?
It's a difficult question, but it's a journey with a young woman at the beginning of the 20th century who tries to find a brother that she never knew of and who's a dangerous person, and she works in a hat store. What she wants to work in a hat store that belonged to her parents, but they don't want her there. So there are a web of secrets and mysteries around her that she's trying to uncover.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm just thinking, like, of the style of the movie. It really makes you plunge into the heart of the action. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the intention, the idea.
Yes, I really wanted to go there, back in time and in space, to present to today's audience a world that seems so remote. But at the same time, it's not that remote. It's very everyday life-like.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, history is not on another planet. History is, you know, is now, you know. So I think I didn't want to make a conventional historical movie, you know, in a postcard level. But something that deals with, the you know, one person in a given situation and difficulties they have.
Right. And speaking of that one person, the wonderful actress, can we just a few words on her and how you kind of worked with her? Because it's kind of tough. She's in descent.
Yes, it was a very big challenge for her. She was thrust into this movie with a camera with her a lot of the time, and I worked with her on Son of Soul, my first feature, and she had a small but significant part. I wanted to work with her, and when it became evident I wanted to make a movie about the birth of the 20th century and this young woman in the middle of this craziness, I seemed obvious that she has something of the main character. There is some kind of mystery around her. She's like coming from a time machine, from a different period. Yeah. I wanted to explore that, you know, mystery in her.
You know, I also wanted to say as a final question, I feel like this film has real skin. Like, I can almost touch it and feel it. Visually, I mean, that's really important. It has some real texture. I don't know.
Yeah, textures are important. I think, you know, with films becoming more and more virtual and not physical, but a virtual, really like a floating, I think it's important to sometimes to have still access to the physicality of it, you know. So that's why, you know, we stick to old filmmaking in a way with films, you know,
the real skin of cinema. Well, thank you very much, man. It was a great pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.